Not for the faint at heart, let me tell you. Okay, my talk is going to be less about language teaching, although we'll get into that at the end a bit, and more about language acquisition itself. And I think this is an important concept to talk about because we're only as good with talking with policymakers and administrators and other people and as much as we know about language acquisition. So the more we know about it and the more things we can say, I think the better off we are at arguing. And you might think about it this way. If you were at Steve's talk this morning, consider this, the title of this is not the fundamental similarity hypothesis, but why Steve Krashen is right. That we'll just title it that. So I'm going to talk about three things in this talk, in the FAS, the fundamental similarity hypothesis. The first is that all acquisition is input dependent. Okay, and we're going to define these constructs in a minute. So I'm just going to give you a lay of the land. All acquisition demonstrates a poverty of the stimulus, which means that there are internal mechanisms that are shared by all learners. And we'll see why we get to that conclusion in a minute. And then the internal grammar is impervious to overt manipulation in the form of explicit instruction and correction. Okay, my argument is going to be the following, that by fundamental similarity, okay, I'm talking about first language acquisition, second language acquisition by children, adolescents, and adults, foreign language learning in the classroom. Doesn't make any difference what the context is. There is a fundamental similarity. Why talk about this? Because in educational circles and because of some research that happened in the late 80s, there was tremendous discussion about foreign and second language learning being somehow fundamentally different from first language acquisition. And we got off on tangents and so on, and there's been a tremendous amount of research on focus on form and so on because second language learning and foreign language learning are different from first language learning. And I want to say, let's just hold off and be clear on what we mean by that. Now.